Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 13th, 2026, and we have some intriguing developments in the GPU landscape that you won't want to miss. Let's dive straight into the headlines. Headline overview. 1. NVIDIA has released their 5995.44.03 Linux driver, introducing support for the VK-KHR device address commands extension. 2. NVIDIA claims that future GPUs could achieve a staggering 1 million times better path tracing performance compared to their Pascal architecture, with current GPUs already showing a 10,000x improvement. 3. AMD's competitive positioning in the GPU market continues to be a hot topic, especially with the upcoming release of their next-gen RDNA architecture. Now let's take a deeper look at each of these items. NVIDIA 5995.44.03 Linux driver release. NVIDIA has just rolled out their 5995.44.03 Linux driver, which brings along the exciting VK-KHR device address commands extension. This extension addresses a significant limitation within the Vulkan API. Prior to this, developers had to juggle both buffer handles and device addresses, which could complicate the programming model and hinder performance. With the introduction of VK-KHR device address chorus commands, applications can now directly utilize device addresses for various commands, simplifying the API usage and potentially increasing performance for applications that rely heavily on Vulkan. This extension builds on the earlier VK-KHR buffer device address, which allowed developers to obtain device addresses for buffers, but still required the use of buffer objects for many operations. This driver update also includes host image copy support for all depth and stencil image formats on NVIDIA's latest Blackwell GPUs, enhancing flexibility for developers working with complex rendering tasks. The addition of stencil aspect copies in different configurations is particularly noteworthy for those developing advanced graphical applications. NVIDIA's path tracing performance claims. Switching gears, NVIDIA has made some bold claims regarding the future of path tracing performance in gaming GPUs. During their presentation at GDC 2026, NVIDIA's VP of Development and Performance, John Spitzer, shared that current GPUs are already 10,000 times faster at path tracing than the Pascal architecture, which debuted a decade ago. This performance leap is largely attributed to the advancements in hardware-accelerated neural rendering, enabled by dedicated RT and tensor cores. Spitzer stated that the future could see GPUs achieving up to 1 million times better path tracing performance compared to the RTX 10 series. This is an ambitious target, but NVIDIA believes that AI will be the key driver behind this revolutionary leap. They envision a future where games will look indistinguishable from real life, thanks to real-time AI-driven frame interpolation and advanced neural rendering techniques. While such claims can often be met with skepticism, especially given the historical context of future performance predictions, it's worth considering the strides NVIDIA has made with their current Blackwell GPUs. The focus on AI and neural rendering is indeed a game changer, and as more developers adopt these technologies, we may see significant advancements in real-time graphics fidelity. AMD's competitive positioning. Now let's pivot to AMD. With NVIDIA making these bold claims, AMD's response and positioning in the market are critical. The upcoming RDNA architecture is expected to bring significant performance improvements, particularly in ray tracing and AI workloads. AMD has been focusing on optimizing their hardware for better performance per watt and enhancing their support for modern graphics APIs. The competition is heating up, and AMD has been making strides in AI and machine learning workloads with their ROCm platform. As more developers look to leverage GPUs for AI tasks, AMD's ability to provide robust support for these workloads will be vital. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with NVIDIA pushing the boundaries of performance claims and AMD gearing up for a strong response with their next-gen architectures, the competition will only intensify. For GPU developers and ML engineers, this is an exciting time to be involved in the industry. The advancements in AI and rendering techniques promise to unlock new possibilities for applications we have yet to imagine. Stay tuned for more updates and insights as we continue to explore the fascinating world of GPUs. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.